Once upon a midnight dreary, while I ponder, wake and weary, over many and quiet and curious volume of forgotten lore. While I nod, narrowly napping, suddenly there came a tapping, as of some ungently rapping at my chamber door. "'Tis some visitor," I muttered, tapping at my chamber door, only this and nothing more. Distinctly I remember it was in the bleak December, and each separate dying ember rock its ghost upon the floor. Eagerly I wish the morrow, vanity I had sought to borrow, from my book's surcease of sorrow, sorrow for the lost Lenore, for the rare and radiant maiden whom the angels named Lenore, nameless here forevermore. And the silken and uncertain rustling of each purple curtain thrilled me, filled me with fantastic terrors never felt before, so that now, to still the beating of my heart, I stood repeating, "'Tis some visitor entrance at my chamber door, some late visitor entrance at my chamber door, this it is and nothing more." Presently my soul grew stronger, hesitating then no longer, "Sir," said I, "or madam, truly your forgiveness I implore. But the fact is, I was napping, and so gently you came rapping, and so faintly you came tapping at my chamber door, that I scarce was sure I heard you. Here I opened wide the door, darkness there and nothing more. Deep into the darkness peering, long I stood there wondering, fearing, doubting, dreaming dreams no mortals ever dared to dream before. But the silence was unbroken, and the stillness gave no token, and the only word here spoken was the whispered word, "Lenore." This I whisper, and echo murder back the word, "Lenore," merely this and nothing more. Back into the chamber turning, all my soul within me burning, soon again I hear a tapping, something louder than before. "Surely," said I, "surely that is something at my window lattice. Let me see then, what their threat and this mystery explore. Let my heart be still a moment, and the mystery explore. 'Tis the wind and nothing more." Open here I flung the shutter, when, with a manly flurry and flutter, in there stepped a stately raven of the saintly days of yore. Not the least obeisance made he, not a mean and stubborn state he, but, with mien of lord or lady, perched above my chamber door, perched upon a boss of palace just above my chamber door, perched and sat and nothing more. Then this ebony bird began my sad fancy into smiling. By the grape and stern the corn of the curtain it wore, through the crease be shorn and shaped to, I said, Archer not craven, ghastly grim and ancient raven wandering from the nightly shore. Tell me what their lorder name in one night Plutonian shore. Quoth the raven, "Nevermore." Much I marvel this ungainly fall to hear this curse so painly, through its answer little meaning, little relevancy born, for we cannot help agreeing that no living human being ever yet was blessed with seeing bird above his chamber door, bearer piece upon the sculpture bust above his chamber door, with such a name as "Nevermore." But the raven, sitting lonely and placid bus, spoken only that one word, as if his soul in that one word he did not pour, nothing further than he turned, not a feather than he flutter, till I scarcely more than mother, other friends have flown before. On the morrow he will leave me, as my hopes have flown before. Then the bird said, "Nevermore." Started at the sailors, broken by reply so aptly spoken, "Doubtless," said I, "what it other it is only stock and store, cocked from some unhappy master whom unfishingly disaster follow fast and follow faster till his songs one border bore, till the dirks of his hopes that melancholy burden bore of never, nevermore." the raven still beguilingly at all my sad soul into smiling. Straightly I will a caution sit in front of a barren boss and door. Then, upon the velvet sinking, I betook myself to linking fancy unto fancy, thinking what is this ominous bird of yore? What this grim, ungainly, ghastly, gaunt, and ominous bird of yore, meaning croaking nevermore? This I sat engaged in guessing, but not syllable expressing to the flow horse fiery eyes now born into my bosom's core. This and more I sat divining, with my head at ease reclining on the cushion velvet leaning that the lamplight glowed or air, but whose velvet violet leaning with the lamplight glowing or air, she shall press, ah, nevermore. Then, me talk, the air grew denser, perfumed from an unseen censer sung by seraphim whose foot falls sting on the tufted floor. Wretch, I cry, thy god than deadly tea, with this angel he had seen three, respite, and neftin from the memories of Lenore. Quaff, oh quaff this kind of neftin, and forget this lost Lenore, quoth the raven, nevermore. Prophet, said I, think of evil, protest still of bird of devil, whether temper sent or whether tempest tossed the hairs ashore, desolate, yet all undent, on this desert land enchant, on this home by horror haunt, tell me truly, I implore, is there balm in guilt? Tell me, I implore, quoth the raven, nevermore. Prophet, said I, think of evil, prophet still of bird or devil, by the heaven, the heaven above us, by that God we both adore, tell his soul with sorrow laden if, within the distant Aidan, it shall clasp a sainted maiden who the angels name Lenore, claps a rare and radiant maiden who the angels name Lenore, quoth the raven, nevermore. Be that word or sign of parting, bear or friend, I shrieked, upstarting, get thee back into the tempest and the night, Plutonian shore. Leave no black plume as token of the lie thy soul has spoken. Leave my loneliness unbroken, quit the boast above my door. Take thy beak from on my heart, and take thy form from of my door. Quoth the raven, nevermore. And the raven, never fleeting, still is sitting on the pallid boss of Pallas just above my chamber door, and his eyes have all the seeming of demons that is dreaming, and the lamplight or hear him streaming through his shadow on the floor, and my soul from all that shadow that lies floating on the floor shall be lifted nevermore.